Good morning. It is 10 a.m. We are here today, September 12, 2014, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Agana, Guam, for the pre-hearing of OPA PA14008, IPNE Holdings LLC versus Guam Power Authority, aka GPA. Presiding over the hearing today are Hearing Officer Anthony R. Camacho and Public Auditor Doris Flores Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Llewellyn Tarlahi and myself, Jocelyn Antalan. Will the appellant, IPNE Holdings LLC, please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record, and please speak into the mic.
Good morning and thank you. Stephen Carrara, General Counsel for IPNE, along with Fred Keller for IPNE Holdings LLC.
Okay, thank you. Will the purchasing agency, GPA, please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Guam Power Authority, Graham Botha, Legal Counsel, and Jesse Regis on behalf of procurement.
Okay, thank you. Will the interested party, Mobil Oil Guam Incorporated, please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, R. Marcel Johnson, on behalf of interested party, Mobil Oil Guam Incorporated.
Thank you.
Well, good morning, and I believe that we had a motion filing deadline. I believe that since it's expired, has any of the parties filed a motion?
Not to my knowledge, and GPA did not file a motion.
Okay, and I did hear that at least one party made a request for a hearing, is that correct?
Yes, that's
it. Okay, which party made the request for a hearing?
I believe we did in our initial filing.
I don't recall seeing that, but nevertheless, the deadline for question hearing has not yet passed. That will expire the same day the comments on the agency report are due, okay, or so. And
it's under H.
H.
Attorney Camacho.
I believe the comments are due September 19th, is that correct?
I believe so.
Yes.
And the rebuttal from the agency is due September 26th?
Yeah, so there's still time, but here the GPA did request a hearing, so nevertheless we are going to schedule a hearing, or a formal hearing in this matter. Before we get to that point, though, I do have to make a disclosure, okay? Although it's well known by some of the older members of the bar, it might not be so well known by some of the younger members of the bar, but I did serve as GPA's chief litigation counsel from 1998 to about 2002. The law firm I was an associate attorney in was GPA's counsel at that time. I did serve as the staff attorney for the CCU, GPA, and GWA from about 2002 to, 2006. And then I did serve as GPA's outside counsel from about 2006 to approximately 2011 or so. But it has been well over 2 years since I've done any work at all for GPA. When I served as outside counsel, that was more or less just a bunch of civil service issues in that time frame. So does anybody have any objections to me serving as hearing officer? I can tell you I did not work at all on the current contract. That's an issue because this is certainly after my time there.
We don't have an objection.
No.
And for the record, we did send out an appointment letter, and I think the time for any objections has already passed also. But I think he still wants to get it on the record.
Yeah. Mr. Botha?
No objection. He served as hearing officer in another case with us, and there's no objection to that. So.
Yes.
I don't think my past representation would prevent me from making a fair and impartial decision based on law and procurement law, just like my former representation of the government while I was a prosecutor, attorney general's office. Likewise, doesn't give me any bias towards government or any other party. Okay. All right. So. The first issue is whether there are no motion scheduling dates to set is just going by the numbers here. Has the parties made any attempt to formulate or simplify the issues in the matter amongst themselves at all?
No.
No, I would just encourage the parties to do so. Is there any, did the parties discuss the possibility of obtaining admissions of facts and documents so as to avoid unnecessary proof, or are there any stipulations as to the authenticity of documents?
There have not, but I believe that seeing as I see the procurement record on several desks, I mean, that's what GPA has.
Yeah, we do have the procurement record. Have the other parties had the opportunity to review it?
I'm not sure it's some 900 pages, but I mean, at least it's been out there, and so I would expect that we would be able to, and it is sequentially numbered this time, so I would expect that we could use that for evidentiary purposes. At least from GPA's perspective.
Just so you understand, everything that has been filed is on the record, okay? All parts of the procurement record are on the record, with the exception of any I haven't gone through yet, but any portions that have been deemed confidential trade secrets and that have been approved by the agency, okay? I don't know if there are any of those, but are there any issues with the procurement record as well?
Well, I didn't see anything that was marked as confidential, so I don't think that was an issue, and I don't have any objection so far from what I'd seen. Okay. With respect to any other documents, I'd be happy to speak directly with Graham and narrow the issue, so to say, and see what other documents are out there. I don't believe there's probably anything other than what's already in the procurement record, though.
Mr. Johnson?
No, same for mobile. We don't have any objections to anything that we see in the record, at least so far.
All right. Do the parties need any advance rulings on the admissibility of any evidence at this time?
From our perspective, GPA perspective, no.
I'm not aware of any.
No.
Okay. And, okay, what I will do after we set the pre-hearing date is, of course, I will, in the schedule leading up to that date, put the answer, the filing dates for witness lists, and other documents for the hearing. Is there any need for that we adopt any special procedures for managing any potentially difficult or protracted actions, complex issues, or unusual proof problems? Does anybody need, for example, to at the hearing, basically have video testimony of somebody who's not on island, for example?
I'm not aware of any.
Yeah, I believe. Doesn't appear to be.
All right. If you do come up with that issue, I do need to know as soon as possible.
We have had telephone calls in, but we've not ever had a video call in. Yeah.
Okay. Now, how long do the, Mr. Ferrara, do you expect, how long will it take you to present your case?
I don't expect more than, you know, yeah, I think the whole process should be done in the morning or an afternoon session.
We've heard that before.
Well, yeah.
We remind people who say that when we're in day three of these hearings. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think, I mean, there's no question on the review of the proposals. It's just a question of whether or not, you know, multiple bids would be entertained, or did it have to be evaluated on a total basis. I don't anticipate any more than two or three witnesses on our end. And
okay. So you think it'll be half a day? Okay. Mr. Botha, how long do you think? Well, before I get to that, Mr. Johnson, is the interested party planning on putting on any witnesses?
Not that I can anticipate at this time, though. I mean, since we don't really object to the way GPA awarded the bid,
okay.
I anticipate our position will be too different from theirs. So.
All right. Mr. Botha, how long will it take the...
In the interest of just the things that sometimes carried over, I would say perhaps a day is a safer approach. I mean, certainly from our perspective...
it's really in a day and a half, you know, maybe. Now, the parties do have the option, Okay. Just to facilitate a just, speedy, inexpensive disposition of the action, of waiving a formal hearing and essentially just deciding the case on the brief submitted by the parties. That option's still open, but so long as we have GPA requesting a hearing, we will hold the hearing. Okay. Or if any other party requests a hearing, we will hold the hearing, period. Okay. But that is an option that that you do have. Okay. But at this point, we can't do that unless at least GPA waives its request for a hearing.
And at this stage, we're not willing to waive the hearing. So,
okay. Well, that's up to you. That you have an absolute right to a hearing. So, if any party requests it, we're going to hold the formal hearing. Okay. And at this time, are there any of the parties aware of any witnesses or party representatives that require any special accommodations, auxiliary aids, or services to attend or participate in the hearing, and I'm talking about like special needs people?
Not that we're aware of.
Not for us.
Not for us either.
Once again, if you are aware of that, please advise us as early as possible so that we may accommodate that type of participation. Okay. It looks like the earliest hearing day, okay, is October the 6th. We're looking at either October 6th or the 7th, depending on the availability of the public auditor. So those two dates are kind of the time frame I will base the written scheduling order on. Any objections with those dates?
Just from my perspective, I would be off island the week of the 20th, so if we're going to move it to that, of course, it'll either be before or after, but other than that.
I will, too. I'll be off island the week of the 20th also.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'd leave that up to my colleagues and their schedule. I mean,
okay, so you say October the 20th?
No, I'll be gone that week, so either before or after is just my request.
Okay, we're looking at before.
Okay. So,
Claire. I believe we're okay on the 6th, if that works out well for the, or the 7th. I mean, we'll
Okay, so we're going to schedule tentatively around those dates. There will be a written scheduling order that will indicate the filing deadlines for basically the witness list, exhibit list. A little bit about the witness list here. Now, so the exhibit list, you don't have to replicate the entire record, okay, and try to admit that for the purposes of admission. Like I said, everything that's filed is already admitted. But if you're going to have a document that you're going to present in front of a witness, okay, that's what I need your exhibit list to indicate, just so those exhibits are marked and we understand, for the record, what document the witnesses are looking at while they're testifying. So those are the only documents that we need to be in your witness list, just the whatever you're going to present to the witness. Okay, if it's something already admitted, you need not during the hearing make a formal request to admit it. It's already part of the record. If it's something new, on the other hand, that's not previously part of the record, then you would have to move that into evidence. Okay? Does everybody understand that? And then your witnesses, those are just simply the people you expect to testify. Okay? You will also be required to file basically your hearing briefs, okay, you'll be scheduled for that as well. And of course, by the regulations, you will file, you'll have the option, you don't have to, but you may file after the hearing a remedies brief, which is the party's positions on what you believe, I guess, the evidence showed, and what you believe a just disposition of this matter should be. You will have that 2 days after the hearing, or the deadline for the filing of those briefs will be 2 days after the formal hearing pursuant to the regulations. This will all be set forth in a formal scheduling order, which I will be issuing shortly after this this conference. Anything else,
Marcy? Let's make it for October 7th.
Well, 6 or 6. We'll finalize it. We'll shoot for the 7.
Okay.
Are there any other matters with the parties? Doors? Okay. And this hearing is concluded. We're going off the record at 10:16 a.m. Thank you.